interventions with behavior therapy can improve outcomes, both in the short term and the long term. There have been a number of studies now showing that, including one model that's the early START Denver model that's been used quite commonly in young children now. So very good studies showing that. We know that earlier intervention is better. If we can promote the effective use of language and decreased restricted and repetitive behaviors, we have better long-term outcomes. Unfortunately, we still don't have the best long-term outcomes that we'd like to see. And often, adults with autism, once they reach the age of 21, lose their access to those kinds of services, and those services fall off. So the field is now struggling with having fairly good but not available to all interventions for younger children, and not as many services for adults with autism, since usually treatment does not result in loss of diagnosis.
Oh, right. We're not curing this. It's finding better ways to deal on both the individuals, but also in their sort of surrounding. What would that look like for, you know, somebody 21 and older? What might that look like in a community or as part of a healthcare system that could help somebody?
In particular, it's important for individuals with autism, just like us all, to live full lives. We like them to have social relationships. We'd like them to have meaningful school or employment, and also to live independently as much as possible. And those kinds of programs exist now to help individuals with autism have supported jobs or to develop jobs where they're independent. There are companies also that are developing work programs for individuals with autism. In fact, individuals with autism have lots of skills and can accomplish many, many things, and they even may be better suited to certain jobs than typically developing people. So trying to match the people with autism with the right job and then support them in that job is an important part of what's being attempted now. We need more programs of that type, and we need more.
Is it getting better? I mean, just as we understand it a little more, and again, the diagnosis rate goes up.
We think it is improving. It still is a large unmet need, but we are hopeful now that there are some models for success that other companies and that other organizations could take advantage of to help have more opportunities. And also, we need more community involvement to assure that we have places that support individuals with autism who might need support in their living environment. And that's critical for adults as well.